blah, blah, blah. So end of the story for Musing Mark is that I got my money back. I'm not like being, I wasn't kidnapped by some cult in New York City. I didn't buy a timeshare. And I lived to tell the tale. But lesson learned, never say yes to anything if they're like, blah, 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 timeshare class.
Yeah, that is say no. A dead giveaway to say run no. away.
Because there's like those people in Vegas that are like, would you like all this free crap if you just come to this timeshare class?
Yeah, exactly.
It can't be worse, any worse than sitting through a podcast convention.
Oh, my goodness.
Just kidding.
He loves you guys. He means it. He's shaking his head on the video.
He's shaking. He's like,
his
no.
His fingers are crossed.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2630. The BFO for the right day, the 23rd of February, 2018. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, more voice letters and so-so questions. Yes, it's me. Hello, Woodhaveners, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. It's going well. Y'all, do you know why you're Woodhaveners? Big Fatty, I know why. If you don't know why you're Woodhaveners today, maybe this'll help.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today... Today, the 23rd, well, first of all, before I say that, this weekend, we have not one, not two, not three, not four, but not five, but six celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, or today, y'all, what is that? Oh, that's the other half of my chicken tender submarine sandwich, and, y'all, today, the 23rd, y'all up there in the New York, yes, Big Fatty, near the Woodhaven train stop. I think they're the stop right after Woodhaven. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it is both Patrick Plane. Oh, baby, we love Patrick Plane. And Songman, that's his husband. Y'all, can you believe it? They have exactly the same celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, that's lovely. They never have an excuse not to have a gift at. They can't say they forgot. It's true. Well, I don't know. As you get older, you forget lots of... Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then on Saturday, we have celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I don't know... who this first one is, y'all, is Kiko Lombardi. And I want to say that Kiko Lombardi is one of Trucker Alex's friends. But, y'all, I don't know why. I don't know why I want to say that. Big, fatty content? Well, it could be. But, y'all, in addition to Kiko Lombardi, y'all, we have the sister of the turnip head up there in the northern Mexico. Y'all, it's the radish head. Oh, Big Fatty, we love radish head. And, y'all, then formerly of the howdy-do pancakes, y'all, it's Calvin or Ed or whatever the hell... name he's going by now, out there in the San Francisco. Yes, Big Fatty, we love Calvin. And y'all, then you heard him giggling at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, it is the better half of Mr. Cackle. Y'all, it is Dr. P. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Dr. P too. So y'all, if you see Patrick Plane or Songman or Kiko Lombardi or Radish Head or Calvin... or Dr. P on the 20 or the face space, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and a big old piece of cake.
daddy. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is David at Blue Jeans Guy calling in with my own shopping report, my own coupon, if you will. I went to the Meijer, which I sometimes call the Vons Midwest. Bet you couldn't guess why. And I went to their 10 for 10 sale. That's a big deal here because you get 10 items for $10, except that your 11th item is then free. And I went and I shopped until I dropped. And let me just tell you some of the lovely things that I got. I got hand soap. I got Lay's Stacks, which is the Lay's version of Pringles. I got frozen pot pies. I got Campbell's soup. I got Progresso soup, the vegetable ones. I got pretzels. I got olives. I got frozen pizza, those Totino's gourmet party pizzas. I got the Lunchables, I got the Zip Pack Tuna, which is vile, by the way. I'm already finding out, vile. The Heat and Eat Meijer frozen sandwiches and bagged frozen steamable vegetables. They also had the K-Cups for the Keurig. Those were not 10 for 10. We should be so lucky. But they were buy one, get one free. And I also got pasta sauce. And all together, I spent $68.02, and I saved $40.63. Yes, that was a great time. And I also got my steps in that day, and I braved it because it's a little bit like going to Black Friday. So I probably put you to sleep by now, but that's okay. You probably need your rest. Bye.
David. That is David, that Blue Jeans guy. And David, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to get a chorus of crickets on a Friday. And it sounds to me like the Vons Midwest, that was quite the shopping trip there, I don't know. Did you buy 10 of each of those things you just listed? I wouldn't have room to put all store all that stuff. But I don't know how it works. So anyway, but it sounds to me like. Sounds to me like you did pretty well, except for that vile tuna. Big Fatty Miss Beaver will be mad at you. Well, tuna swims upstream on you. Yes, Big Fatty, more tuna for Miss Beaver. You know, she loves the tuna. She uses it as a room air freshener. Yes, it's kind of like potpourri for Miss Beaver. It is indeed. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, meow, it's me, Larry, Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
That's Larry H. Hacked Vader. Oh, Lord. Happy BD. Got up this morning and my phone was a-ringing and it was, there's just BB&T prompt alert. And I said, I'm sure it is or whatever. And so I checked my account and it was okay. But I called BB&T. It's my bank. It's Branch Banking and Trust. And they said, oh, we've declined a $400 ATM charge in East Point, Georgia. And was that you? And I said, I don't know where East Point, Georgia is, but no, that wasn't me. And they said, okay, well, we're going to have to cancel your charger plate and send you another one. And I said, well, can I just get one that's like a debit card without the Visa? Because obviously, like, whatever, I guess that wouldn't stop this. But if I never use it, it can't get hacked anywhere. And they said, so took care of all that as best we could. And, you know, took my shower, was talking to my neighbors because they're moving out. And sadsies because they were good people. And they were renting, though. They were leasing the compound next to the Vader family compound. I was like, I should probably check my account to make sure they really did, you know, whatever. And they had, whatever, they had declined or canceled that ATM charge, but there were two other ginormous charges on there, so those weren't ginormous, and then the ginormous charges started, and so I had to call them back. Oh, well, they were before that one, and you didn't mention those, and I was like, well, they weren't showing up, blah, 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 and they're like, oh, well, those are pending, we can't do anything about them until they post out of your account. I was like, so, okay, whatever. So, short story, making a very long story short, I have started my Valentine's Day by having someone try to empty out my checking account. Now, luckily, I have money elsewhere, because, you know, the old people like to hoard it away in different places. But still, what a mess. I tell you what a mess. And I hope that someone bought their sweetie all the slushies they can handle at the Raceway in East Point, Georgia, which is southwest, somewhere down below Atlanta. I don't really know. That's all I got. You're fat. I gotta look at you today. Mia, I gotta stop this now. Okay, bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, was old Vader. And Vader, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. I'm sorry you had the financial calamity with the charger plate. It's just, y'all, you gotta check your charger plates. The ugly people out there that wanna take all your duckies, and you gotta stay on top of these things. It's just it doesn't just happen to the elderly, no, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, Vena, I hope everything got worked out. I think you said that that they were sending you a new charger plate. You know, Big Fatty, somebody started charging something on Big Fatty's charger plate from the Americans Express, and y'all, they called me, and we shut it down. And y'all, they FedExed a brand new charger plate to me, which I got the next day. Y'all, I was very impressed. Yes, Big Fatty!
Hey, Big Fatty, this is R.C. Martinez, just calling for a so-so question.
It's February so-so question month. It's February so-so question month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a so-so question for that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions, and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February so-so question month. Come on, do something. Get off your ass.
My so-so question is, which is your favorite toe? I know it's a little bit personal. Would your favorite toe be on your right foot or your left foot? Maybe you could, like, send pictures? I don't know. I love Digger's song. I can totally hear the slightness of Wisconsin in his accent. It's so cute. And Gar from Denver. Do you paint your toenails like Gar? I know Gar likes to paint his toenails black. Do you paint your toenails black? All right. Thank you for calling. Love you, Big Fatty.
Oh,
bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is that Aussie Martinez, formerly of Wisconsin, now out there in the Colorado, the mile-high state. Yes, Big Fatty, emphasis on high. Hi. First of all, Aussie, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and absolutely. Absolutely. Before I get to the so-so question, I'm glad you appreciate the effort that Digger has put into these totally original, never heard before bumpers that he does. I just don't know how he does it. As far as your so-so question, absolutely a so-so question. You know, I don't know that I've ever thought about having a favorite toe or or a left foot toe better than a right foot toe. I had a gouty toe at one time, which y'all, if you ever had, and I know that terminally single Tim has the gouty toe from time to time, but the gouty toe is my least favorite toe. And Big Fatty, you know, when you get older, you need to take care of your teethies and your feet. It's true. So, take care of your toes. But that's such a so-so, question that I have, no answer for it. I refuse. Big Fatty, I would not give him. It sounds to me like he wants to, strange things to your toes. And what is this about painting his toenail? Y'all, speaking of gah, y'all, I just write this honest to hydrogen. I still got gas, grandma cod sitting here. So, guy, it's still right here. It didn't get lost in the mail a second time. I just, yes, we better get off your ass and do something. It's true. Thank you for calling. Yeah, I guess y'all, now this Sunday night, you're going to have to set two VRCs, y'all, because Sunday night is the conclusion of the Celebrity Big Brother, y'all, it is the closing ceremonies of the Olympics. So y'all, as far as the Big Brother goes, y'all, I've said that I think that Marissa is going to win it. Although y'all, I'm beginning to think that she's floating too much, and I'm going to amend my prediction. I think it's either going to be Ross or James that wins it all. And I'm going to say that James probably has more enemies on the jury, which is all the voted out house guests. And y'all, I think Ross Matthews is probably going to win it all. Big Fatty! Yeah, because y'all stayed up Wednesday night to the bloody end of the big run, and y'all, they had to say goodbye to the race car drivers in the first hour, and y'all, so it was the two women and Team Yale and Cody and Jessica. And y'all, I don't want to spoil it for you, but needless to say, I wish I had gone to bed about 9 o'clock. Big Fatty, you just spoiled it. All right, well, I'll y'all, my Northeast straight boyfriend, Dan, you know, he's the unofficial father to be of the BFO. Yes, Big Betty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, he began watching the big run. I'm guessing he was stimulated by me on that. Big Fatty, I know, but that just sounds vulgar. Anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Y'all, it's the last weekend of February, and y'all, the pollen is coming down like it's raining here. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Blime Time, and Dr. P, I know Mr. Cackle likes to get all sexy for you and come into the love chamber and do the... Oh, well, that's kind of the reaction I expected you to have.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.